Now we're going to move to our regular session of Commissioners Court. We'll begin this morning with an invocation that I will give, and then we'll stand for our pledges. Our dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the opportunity that we all have to be here today. We're thankful for this great county and state that we live in, and we're thankful for the people who choose to live in Upshur County. We as the Commissioners Court are thankful for the opportunity that we have to serve and for the blessings that we receive for that. We ask that your spirit be here with us today so that we may make good decisions, so that we may follow our consciences and do what is best for Upshur County. We are ever grateful for the atoning sacrifice that our Savior Jesus Christ made, and we say these things in his name. Amen.
Amen.
Everyone will come to order. We're going to begin this morning with two hearings that are set and were noticed in the Gilmer Mirror. Number one is a public hearing on the Upshur County District Clerk's Record Archive Plan. Is there anyone here who would like to address the County Clerk's Record Archive Plan? All right. Did you want to say anything, Ms. Parrott?
I would like to say that it's the same plan I've had for the past 4 years, but this year I'm planning on buying the scanners that was in the plan.
Okay.
This is the...
I think they've got a copy of it.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Yeah, thank you. The public hearing on the District Clerk's Record Archive Plan is closed.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Number two is public hearing on the Upshur County Clerk's Record Archive Plan. Anyone who would like to address that, any member of the public? Madam Clerk.
I was just going to let you know that we have the same plan also, and last year we worked backwards from book 332 and have successfully completed the project, putting all our indexing information in the system back to 1970, and we've also completed the imaging of the beacon file back to 1970. Our future plan this year is currently we're going to work backwards from book 220 of the oil and gas volumes and indexing information into the system, and our goal is to begin imaging all the oil and gas volumes prior to 1988.
Okay, thank you. All right, the public hearing on the County Clerk's Record Archive Plan is closed. Item three is to consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to record the minutes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, second by Commissioner Gentry to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I didn't get anything.
I didn't.
Item B are payroll changes.
We have a...
I've got one that needs to be amended from last time because it was signed by one of the courts.
Okay.
So, is that one? I'm sorry, I didn't see it till late Friday.
Who wants to sign?
Because it had his signature and.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, second by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is payroll.
Thank you.
Motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Heffner to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item D are the budget amendments.
I move to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Budget amendments are approved. Item E, your accounts payable.
I have a question. Myra, this check that you're clearing out of First National Bank?
Yes. That was through, it was on Did You Trust? They said they did not get it. That account has been closed for 2 years, basically. And they can't go back in their system or anything, so I didn't have to void or put a stop payment on it. They can't find the check. And so the people need to be paid, and so all we did was void it from First National Bank, FNB.APCA, and when I opened it up, I left everything the same except the due date. I've moved it to today, and I changed it to AB.AP, which is Austin Bank Accounts Payable. So it's just giving them, or paying them their money that was been lost.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. In our system, do we clear the checks out?
Yes, we do. Every check.
And that check didn't clear whatever?
Every check clears, and that check was not cleared. We checked everything that we had, and every check gets cleared, every one of them. We have stacks.
That one, that being that old, would...
It was old, yes. We still have a few that are out there.
And would we want to stop payment on it?
No, because they have
no record. You won't clear
anyway? That account is completely closed, and they have no record. We call, and they can't even go back to that length of time. So they can't cash it. When they send it through, it's going to go blunt, and it's going to go back to them. But if they hadn't found it this time.
Okay.
And I will be issuing 3 jury donations this afternoon that I did not get done Friday. That y'all will not have. It'll show up for crime victims, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and Upshur County Juvenile from the last jury that we had.
Donations.
Yes.
Any other questions on accounts payable?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved.
Judge, on the insurance account, I'll tell y'all again that it's in the hole. And so we'll be moving money from the insurance, the escrow, because
it gets
county money.
Just something for us to sign on accounts payable. Signature on accounts payable.
Yes.
Item F is to accept for recording auditor's reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, state and county tax summary, independent audit financial statement for year ended September 30th, 2012, East Texas Council of Governments interlocal contract for GIS services, purchased client services contract amendment title 4E for the legal services, and purchased client services contract amendment title 4E, the financial services. Those are the executed contracts that we've gotten back from the East Texas Council of Governments.
Move to record all those documents.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item 3G are applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Move to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Hefner, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights-of-way and permit requests. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Gentlemen, we have Mr. Cass Weiland here with us today. Mr. Weiland, when we spoke out in the hallway, I forgot to mention that Mr. Gaddy had called, and he said he was not going to be here until about 9:45. Do you want to wait on him, or do you want us to go ahead? And
I'm fine with waiting on him, Judge.
Okay.
He's on his way. I didn't realize he was coming.
He wanted to be here, too.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. That has to do with the executive session at the end of the agenda for anyone that's wondering. Item 4 is discuss and take action to approve the district clerk's records archive plan and the county clerk's records archive plan.
Move to record those plans.
Approved.
Approved. Move to approve the district clerk, county clerk's records archive plan.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the district and county clerk's record archive plans. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 5 is discuss and take action concerning a burn ban. Amelia Scott is here with us today. She lives out on Bluebell. And welcome, Millie. She preferred not to speak, but she did want the court to know that I'm in favor of a burn ban being put back due to neighbors setting large fires and leaving. We had several fire departments on my property on Wednesday to save my home. And the issue that Millie and her husband have had is that they people neighbors setting fires and then they leave. I'll also tell the court that I heard from the fire chief of Gilmer last Wednesday. He said that they have been on 7 fires Tuesday and 12 fires on Wednesday, and he had requested the burn ban be placed back on. But that's why it's on the agenda today.
This weekend rain affect any of that, Paula?
I've spoken to several fire chiefs when I was at my thing in Kilwaukee, and they said that even though we've had the rain, it's not had a chance for everything to soak up the water. So even though we've had the ground maybe wet, the vegetation is still dry because it's not had ample time or ample water to get back up into the trees and the shrubs and stuff.
I'll tell you what, I'll make this recommendation that the judge put on, if we get calls from the fire chiefs saying we're having a problem since we had the rain this weekend, that if you deem necessary, you reinstate the burn ban. Make it your call.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
Because we had this rain and we should be good.
The court doesn't want it right now.
If it was my home and somebody had to come put out a fire to keep my house from burning down, I'd want it. And, you know, I just talked to a room full of firefighters.
Was that before the rain?
It was Thursday.
Yeah.
Our index.
Yes.
Our average county index is 378. We were at 775 when we placed the original burn ban.
So that's half.
Mm-hmm. Is that this morning or is that Friday?
That's yesterday. That's yesterday.
Okay.
What's a good number?
We usually place the burn ban at about 700.
Man, we're at 378. I think we just let you listen to the fire departments, and if they, you know, if they're noticing something, get her done.
Okay. All right. Thank y'all. Item 6 is discuss and take action to adopt resolution supporting indigent defense grant. This is the annual resolution that we adopt in support of the indigent defense grant that supplies funds from the state for our Senate Bill 7 court-appointed criminal attorneys.
I'll move to adopt the resolution supporting the defense grant.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the indigent defense grant resolution. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 7 is discuss and take action on holiday dates and Upshur County Commissioner Court dates and payroll dates for 2014. Kristen worked through the calendar. You've got those proposed dates. We have the same number of holidays that we had last year. So there's nothing different there.
And the court dates are what they are, so.
Yeah, and the court dates are automatically set.
I move to accept and record these holiday and the commissioner court dates.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burkus, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve and record the holiday, the court dates, and the payroll dates. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are set and approved. Item 8 is discuss and take action on to auction surplus county property. This list was provided by the auditor, and it has some things from Road and Bridge, as well as some other vehicles.
There was one question about the Packers, and I asked, and those are old Packers. The new Packers that were bought last year, Brandy, are being kept. The ones that are being sold are old.
Okay, then I need to double check those ID numbers probably on the right hand side in that column.
Do those match the new ones?
I don't know. Worked on this and she gave it to me and she said they were the ones that were bought last year, so I'm assuming those numbers are now wrong.
Andy, do you know anything about the numbers? LaWanna said the numbers that you have for the Packers are the ones that were bought last July.
Did she know we?
So we want to make sure we're selling the
older ones.
The old ones.
Yes, we're not selling the new ones.
Can you get the number down?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, we'll see if we can get those numbers right quick. Okay, Madam Auditor, back on number 8, discuss and take action on to auction the surplus county property.
The list is fine. Those numbers were gotten directly from the bridge.
Okay, so they're correct. All right.
Move to approve.
And this auction is going to start
right after the Emory.
On October the 22nd, and it's going to end on November the 12th.
What it says.
It's what my.
Where's she going? What is it?
No, the tires. The tires we're still taking bids on. They're not part of the auction, right?
Did that end today?
November 12th.
November 12th. Okay.
Yeah, the bids on the tires is today, don't it?
Did we get any?
No.
So what do we do now?
I don't know.
It's not on the agenda.
Yeah, we better not talk about it. All right, so the auction would begin on October the 22nd, end on November the 12th. I will get the appropriate notice placed in the local paper, in the Gilmer Mirror.
Does that give you time?
Mm-hmm. So who made the motion?
I did.
All right.
Second.
You seconded it. Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Hefner to approve the surplus auction list. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. So everyone's clear. That will take place on a website called Auction Express. If anybody needs a packer or a motor grader, get online. We have to sign all these, Andy, so in this little break here, I'm going to tell you that we didn't get a single bid for tires. I don't know where we go from here.
Okay. I've got a couple people that said they were going to come up and bid on the judge.
Can they be added to your auction?
We could add them to the auction.
Let's just do that. Sound the wrong way. They're already inventoried, right? Scribble it. The tires?
Tires. Okay, now we are discussing again under item 8, discuss and take action to auction surplus county property. We didn't receive any bids for the tires, so we can put them on this list.
Okay, I'll call guy with Auctioneer Express. I just have to take some pictures and shoot them to him.
Okay.
That's what y'all want to do, we'll do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's get it done.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
Okay.
I made a boo-boo.
Ma'am?
I made a boo-boo.
I don't think. Do we have to make a motion?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we do.
When they buy things off the Auctioneer Express, is there any kind of a waiver of liability that the purchaser signs? You know, so if they go out and hurt themselves, even at old sale time, they can't come back on us.
It's used.
On the website, it says as is.
No warranties implied or expressed.
I've read that too. You might look at their website to be comfortable with it yourself,
okay.
But I believe that's what I read too. Do you want to sign this?
No. We probably need a formal motion to approve the tires.
I make a motion to include the surplus tires within the auction that we're going to have on October 22nd and ending November 12th.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to include the surplus tires that we have on our Auctioneer Express auction that we discussed earlier. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Yes. Item 9 is to discuss and take action to accept Grace Lane and Faith Lane into the county road inventory and on the waiting list. Mr. Trawick's here with us, and we had this last time, but we wanted to wait on you to be here. And for Andy to be here. So, Keelan, can you tell us what we're accepting?
I think a little drawing at his office of the roads that have been on the waiting list and roads to be placed on waiting lists.
Okay.
Because there's a section of Grace Lane that's been on the waiting list and a section I'm wanting to put on. But Andy knows the situation.
Okay.
Do we need to record that?
Yes, I went out and looked at them. They look great. There was one or two little things that Keelan took care of. So.
Has any of Faith Lane been on the waiting list? And Grace? Okay.
This is the second
section of Grace that I just built and had bonded.
Okay.
So you're adding on to them?
Yeah.
An
existing
section.
So we need to accept the portions of Grace and Faith Lane that have been on the waiting list into the inventory.
Yes, sir.
And the newly constructed part onto the waiting list. All right.
And I'll give it in the drawing so that the name is going to be with.
Okay. And we might just need to get a copy of that into the record next time, Andy, if you can find it.
You kept those. Yeah, you kept those copies. I looked at them that they were out there when you kept them.
So we put them in the record that way we know where they are forever.
Original part, and now we've added on to gone deeper.
Mm-hmm.
And your map has the footage and all that stuff.
And we're going to stop. We're going to learn how to stop there.
That's probably the.
No, okay.
We've done that before.
Yeah. That's how it was done out at Barton Springs.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a designation of the new add-on place? I mean, is there something that designates that if we're going to go out there and work on one of these roads, it's the one that we're putting in inventory now and not the new addition? Is there a demarcation line so that you don't go deeper into the new phase that's not been brought into service yet?
It's been bonded. The new phase not bonded.
If it falls apart.
Yeah, but what he's saying is to make sure we don't make.
Yeah, I'm talking about not maintaining it now until we accept that additional portion. Is there a demarcation line? Can you do that?
Do you know where it starts and stops, Andy? Okay.
Well, don't you put a red sign up on inventory that's not in inventory?
That's a question I have to ask you all later. We've had several issues with the signs.
As long as you know where the line is, as the road administrator.
I know where he is, and I talked to him about it.
Okay.
I move to approve or adopt into the road system those that have been on the two-year waiting list, and move to put the additions onto the two-year waiting list.
Second.
The motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Heffner, is to accept the portions of Grace and Faith Lane into the road inventory that have been on the two-year waiting period, and to place the new sections of Grace and Faith Lane onto the two-year waiting period. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's approved. Item 10 is discuss and take action to set the sheriff's and constable fees for 2014. We have discussed this once, but we brought it back. We have a proposal from Rick Wolzen in the Sheriff's Department regarding citations, postings, and writs.
I talked to JP3 and Constable 3, and they agree the fees need to go up, and they're comfortable with these fees as stated by Rick.
I talked to mine as well.
Okay.
And also I did try to make contact with the Sheriff's Department just to verify that that's what he wanted, but I never heard back.
I'll move to accept the recommendation from the Sheriff's Office on the Sheriff's and Constable fees.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Heffner, seconded by Commissioner Burka to set citations for the Constables and Sheriff's Department, set citation fees at $100, postings at $50, and writs at $125. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Is this for 10-1 or 1-1 before
payment? That's for January 1.
These must be set before October 1, but then it's January 1.
Item 11 is to discuss take action to increase the county bandwidth. We have been having some problems with our voiceover internet protocol phones. We've been dropping phone calls, and then we were dropping ABLE term earlier last week. We determined that the main problem is not our download speed, but it's our upload speed. We're currently spending $700 a month, and we've got 5 megabyte upload. So we're getting 10 meg both ways, up and down, and the cost is $700 per month.
In addition to the...
We're spending about 4 now.
We're spending 4 now.
Oh, the cost will go to 7?
Go to 7.
Oh. And this will be beneficial when we get our new computer system?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, it'll be necessary.
Well...
But we're already having problems with our... with our phones.
Are we going to have to step up again? Do you know, Estella?
We probably will, but at this point there's no charge for the increase, so we can save the money by just holding on as long as possible. There's no charge for the hardware changes or anything like that. We're just going to see the monthly fee if y'all approve. It's just an increase to the $700 a month. Now, when we go to a much bigger, you know, height, more or less, I don't know if there'll be hardware or whatever for that upgrade at that time. But for now,
it will be more expensive.
Motion to approve the increase at this time.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the recommendation from IT for our bandwidth. Those in favor?
Aye.
Let me ask you, Star, how long will it take them to get that implemented?
They said they could get it in by the end of the week.
Okay.
If we today.
Good. That's approved. Item 12 is discuss and take action on Consult-A-Dot.
Okay.
Commissioner Gentry?
I have Ms. Miriam here to give us some information, but from what I understand, it's $3 a month per employee, which covers the family. We're not locked into this, but I tried to get some information on how many office visits we have in a month that are not related to an existing and continuing problem. And it was going to cost us about $300 to get that report, so I didn't ask for that. But at 178 employees at $3 a person, it's $534 a month. But if we have four families that go to the doctor within 1 month's time at $135, it would pay for the rest of the employees to be on the consult-a-doc. So I think, you know, this could really save us some money in the long run.
Is there a way to kind of keep up with it?
They'll give us a monthly report. I don't know what that report looks like, but they will give us the report.
And we can try it for 3 months or 6 months, or
Where did you get that information on?
Rachel?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not sure that you're not locked in for a year. I would have to check on whether we're in a 1 year contract or not.
Okay.
Because I have had somebody tell me that we did have a 1 year contract, and then I've had other people say we didn't, so I'm not sure. I'll find out.
Okay, because that would make a big difference, because I don't want us to be locked into something, you know, that may not.
The prior company, when we said before, it's been 1 year.
Well, you want to find that out? Bring it back?
Yes.
The way that this works, that you would think, county would pay $3 per employee per month to cover that whole family. And then when the employee made a telephone call to the doctor, there would be no charge to the employee and no charge to the county. The employee would have to do a registration online, or there would be a one-time setup fee of $10 that the employee would pay. So the way we're trying to counter that, we're given little cards like this. They would also have, you know, some written information, which they may not read, but we would give everybody the little cards that would have on here, you have to pre-register online, or you'll be charged a one-time $10 fee.
And if I'm correct, our Benny card would allow us to do that $10 online.
It would.
If they do it online, there's no setup fee.
Right. If you do it online, there's no fee at all. If you don't pre-register online and you just call in, then one time they're going to do a setup and they're going to charge $10. So.
And this is like if they call in and the teledoc can tell them that they need a
sinus infection.
Yeah, and they can also call in prescriptions for. The employee can tell them what pharmacy they use, and the doctor online can call in a prescription for them.
I would like to try to make a decision on this today, if she could find out right quick if this is a contract or not, before we close this item out.
Okay.
You want to?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still going to be a few minutes.
Probably going to depend on which person I'll call.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right, we're on item 12, discuss and take action on consult-a-doc.
I make a motion to accept the opportunity to try that.
Second.
Whatever. Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve consult-a-doc on our county health plan. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Probably want to check it at 3 months or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She has to look at it. All right, item 13 is discuss and take action to accept for filing the plat for Magnolia Ridge Subdivision Phase 5. And I have the on-site sewage plan here. Mr. Gentry, you have the tax certificate and the...
Yes, sir. Tax certificates, plots,
okie dokie.
Big map.
Andy's looked at it.
Andy's looked out there. He said Kalen's roads are excellent. He said he does a good job.
So we need to record this plan?
Mm-hmm.
Except for filing.
Yes.
So I make a motion to approve and accept the plat filing of the new subdivision expansion.
Second.
Am I saying it right?
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Hefner to approve for filing the plat for Magnolia Ridge Subdivision Phase 5. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Okay. Under item 14, the court will go into executive session as authorized by Vernon's Texas Code annotated 551.071 for consultation with its attorney regarding pending litigation. The court will reconvene in open session to discuss and take action regarding pending litigation. Any motions?
No action.
No action.
Item 16.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.